One of the things we love about Geelong is the floating Christmas tree. Remember when it came into fruition? It just stunned us all, and it still does. And one of the things about it that we love is the lighting and the sound. Now, Total Events are in charge of that. They have been for the last 5 years. Scott Parker is the guy from Total Events. We thought we'd give him a buzz this morning, have a bit of a chin wag about the tree floating in the bay. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. Now, how exciting is it, Hades? Let's go. What do we want to know about this Christmas tree?
How many years have you guys been involved with putting all this together? Is this the first time, or is it? Have you been doing it for the last couple of years?
No, it's the fifth year where we've provided sound and lighting for the tree, which we're pretty proud of being a Geelong company, obviously. So first 2 years was Melbourne companies, and then, year three, we got it, and we've held on to the contract ever since.
Nice.
Do you feel pressure, Scott, to get it right? Because it's one of the most, I mean, apart from looking great and taking great photos with it, it's the thing that brings the mums and dads and the kids back.
Yeah, 100%. It's, it's probably the key part of the council's Christmas program across all of Geelong. So, you know, it gets a lot of media notoriety. So it's pretty big for us to make sure that we deliver it and deliver it well. It's pretty tight time frames and has to be done regardless of what the weather throws at us.
So
it's a pretty important one for us to get right.
Are you able to say if there's anything different with the tree this year, or is it a surprise at this stage?
Look, it is a surprise, but every year we try and step it up compared to the year prior. We know that the lighting is the main thing that makes sure mum and dad come back the following year, and if it's just going to be the same year on year, then that's not going to happen.
No.
So to ensure return visitors, we always do step it up. We've got a couple of key changes this year, which will be revealed on launch night.
I'm sincerely hoping that's the peanut M&M button. If that could just not hurt anyone, but spray some of those at the shore, that'd be good. Now, mate, I'm kidding. Now, tell me this, during the time that it's in the bay, because it's towed in yesterday, how long does it take to tow in, by the way? Do you know that?
It's about a 30-minute travel. It gets built over at the Port of Geelong.
Yep.
And then, assuming the weather's right, it gets pulled across, and it's about 30-minute travel time from the port to the quay.
Okay.
So, Scott, the duration of the tree floating in the bay, say we go for a couple of months, do you have alerts on your phone in case anything, and it usually doesn't, I've never seen it, goes wrong with the crew? Like, do you lay in bed at night going, please just all work, please just all work?
Yeah, the windy days keeps us pretty anxious, because that's what can create a lot of dramas for us. But yeah, we have a lot of testing, and we can remote into the control system at any time and see what it's doing and make sure that it's all online. So usually about 6 or 7 o'clock at most nights, we'll log in and check systems are all good to go, and there's no problem.
Nice. And how many people behind the scenes at Total Events are in charge of the Christmas tree to make sure it all works? Obviously, it can't just be you. How many people are behind the scenes?
There's three or four key people that look after the design and programming. Greg, one of my systems guys, oversees most of the technology for us. But for instance, today there's about 12 of us out on the barge doing some of the final setup and install for us. So it varies, but you know, there's a good dozen of us working on it.
Nice.
Pretty consistently.
So, Scott, at home, are you under enormous pressure to produce the most incredible tree your family's ever seen?
No, because I just point them to the steam packet key and tell them to look at that one.
Yeah. Good idea. Well, you guys do an amazing job. We're glad you're able to do it again this year. When is the official lighting of the tree? Do you know? Have you been told?
There's still a few parameters around that at the moment, but it'll be sometime next week.
Okay.
So exciting. If you're only new to Geelong, 25 metres high, the floating Christmas tree is going to go worldwide this year. You'll be able to stream it on your phone. Scott from Total Events and his team are in charge of the lighting and the sound. Good job, mate, in advance, and have a great day. Good luck with it all.
Thanks very much.